Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Hey friends, it's Demi Lee Tebow. My new devotional, Knowing Who You Are Because of Who God is available right now. Start the journey to an unbreakable confidence today and get your copy wherever you buy books.
This is James Fox, and you're listening to That UFO Podcast.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. My name is Andy, and this is a news update for the first week of November, and it's fast becoming the end of the year, folks. And at the end of this podcast, stick around. I've got a competition I am running for November, and a couple of announcements for the Patreon changes that people might want to hear. But yeah, lots of news to cover, and I was going to do this in a few days' time, but I think by then there will be even more news potentially to cover. For example, the George Knapp interview with James Lakatsky was meant to go out last week, which has been delayed to early this week. So we're still waiting on that coming out. And a few other stories coming up round about then as well. But I thought, I had a lot of folks asking my opinion on various news stories and things that had aired. And I thought, what better way to do it than just get an update out to you right now. And lots of great content to come this month, folks. Remember, and I'll remind you at the end of the podcast, if I remember, that I have Gary Nolan and Richard Dolan both on the podcast this coming week. So if you want to hear those interviews early, in full, with no adverts, and support the podcast, it's a really great time to sign up to the Patreon or to the Apple subscription or to Spotify or to YouTube and get that content and support the podcast directly, with some huge interviews coming this month as the UFO topic conversation, I think, is going to heat up, and we're going to see potentially a little bit of a new direction coming down the pipeline. But yeah, anyway, one of the big things we're looking forward to this month is the Age of Disclosure documentary finally gets released on the 21st of November. That's on Amazon Prime. And yeah, it's to buy, and it will be available to rent shortly thereafter. We don't know the details yet. But yeah, that is coming this month, 21st of November. There are some cinema screenings which are limited, but they will have some of the cast involved at those locations, along with Dan Farah. So check those out if you can get along. Some folks have got in touch with me and offered me tickets. Thank you very much. I cannot travel over to the States for a cinema screening. My wife would kill me, especially after just having been to Seoul. But please let me know what it's like and get in touch with me. A few of you I still have to get back to if you're attending those screenings. But The Age of Disclosure got its first big piece of mainstream exposure on the Bill Maher show. It was real time with Bill Maher. And the piece is around 15 minutes long. It starts with a clip of the movie. We hear David Fravor speaking. We hear the classic, whoa, got him, piece. Bill Maher says he remembers talking about UFOs before and doesn't know why we changed to UAP. It's flying saucers. And I love that because, yeah, it's still the same of the WWF changed to WWE. But whenever you say WWE, people still say wrestling. X is still called Twitter. It's that name recognition. I don't think UAP necessarily, outside of maybe some arms of the military, as necessary. It's UFOs, and Bill Maher makes that point, and the audience applauds as well, which is nice. Not that I totally agree with the audience in the recording of this piece, because I'll get to that. Bill Maher says it used to be crazy people, you know, jokes about the anal probe stuff, and the audience laugh. And that was a little bit disappointing, and I think especially for folks who would put themselves in the experiencer category. This is the kind of stuff I talk about, why the stigma is still so big that I don't think you can get to the point of having that experiencer chat in a mainstream way just yet. Because whenever this is brought up, even here by Bill Maher, who does say later, you know, I'm not joking about this topic, it's treated a certain way. And we're not quite there yet. But I do think the day will come where experiencers do get their chance to speak. I was talking on the Chris Leto podcast about this today. Folks, check that when it comes out in the coming days. And we talk about the experiencer side of things. He talks about, you know, serious people like Marco Rubio being involved. And then he brings his first question to Dan Farah, who, of course, is the producer of the new documentary, Age of Disclosure. His first question is around the six observables. And for me, it's an exploratory piece. I don't think anyone watching this who is at all versed in the UFO topic is going to learn anything new. I think for me, Dan Farah certainly comes across as a guy who has been learning the topic over the last couple of years as he's made this piece with the people that's been involved in it. And yeah, a lot of the stuff I think you're going to hear might sound familiar, but I think it's because it's the sound bites of the people we have been expected to hear from, the people who do appear in the documentary, the people who we have heard on podcasts, on the big news outlets talking about this in very senior positions. So he talks about, you know, instantaneous acceleration, anti-gravity, trans-medium travel. Maher seems and understands and seems really interested in the topic. He has talked about it before. Dan Farah talks about, you know, the air spaces that these objects have been operating with impunity. That's a stock phrase that so many people use. But again, a lot of the public watching this show will not be aware of those types of conversations, so it will whet the appetite. Bill Maher says to Dan Farah, you know, if these things wanted us dead, we'd be dead by now. Farah says, perhaps maybe things have changed as our technology has changed, but our morals perhaps haven't. They get into talking about, you know, sightings exploding after the nuclear age began in 1947. Talks about people knowing, you know, Roswell, for example. The probing gets brought up again, and again the audience laugh. Dan Farah thinks the turning point now is that government officials are acknowledging this is real and a serious conversation needs to be had. Again, Bill Maher, they have some good back and forward, folks. I would encourage you to go and watch it, if nothing else, to perhaps show friends and family and say, look, here's a filmmaker, a documentary maker, trying to get involved in this topic and trying to bring it out to the mainstream. And I'll let you know at the end of this piece what I think now in terms of the Age of Disclosure having any impact, as I've been very wary. Maher makes the point, you know, I made that one already. Oh yeah, sorry, he talks about, you know, our technology changing. Maybe their attitudes towards us have changed, that these things may have been here a long time, perhaps under the ocean. And again, it's nice to hear those phrases, those ideas brought out into a mainstream audience. They talk about Malmstrom, incident famously, where an incident like Malmstrom, where nuclear weapons have been turned on and off by something. Bill Maher says, you know, if they can turn them off, maybe that's a good thing and they can't get here soon enough. Joking about the state of the world currently, folks. Yeah, they talk about this, you know, imagine it was China or an adversary. Dan Farah says, like many others have, that is far more scary a notion than it is it being NHI. And I think there's a lot of credence to that idea that if this was the US, China, Russia, if they did have that level of technology and it wasn't something non-human, it's a bit of a scary thought as to what they may end up doing with it potentially. You know, these things getting into the wrong hands. It's funny, just to break slightly, Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan the other day and hinted at a new technology coming before the end of the year that he's producing. And a lot of folks have jumped to flying cars. They have a little bit of a back and forward. And Pavel Ibarra brought this up from the Sequo Activo podcast on X on Twitter. And I said to Pavel, it can't be flying cars. The public aren't ready for flying cars. And he kind of asked, you know, why not? And I've not gone back to it yet. I've been really busy. But I just can't see where we are right now as society, even the most civilized aspects of our society, being able to handle flying vehicles, whether those are completely autonomous or not. Bear in mind, in the UK, folks, the Tesla self-drive hasn't even been activated yet for those cars. You still have to drive them manually. So I still think we're a ways away, but something's coming in terms of a different technology or transportation. I don't think we're getting anti-gravity yet from Elon Musk, regardless of the way the conversation went. Back to Dan Farah and Bill Maher, they bring up Harry Reid. He makes the point that Bill Maher makes the point that Reid was a Mormon, makes light of the fact they believe they know the height of God being 6'2", and it was a guy and lived on a planet and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not too well versed on the Mormon religion necessarily, folks, but yeah, they have a little bit of a joke about that. And again, it sort of unfortunately downplayed Harry Reid's credentials in a way, because they're joking about what he believes in terms of a religious aspect, and that can have a knock-on effect on something serious he does outside of that. And I'm curious on people's thoughts on how they take that. How does someone's own beliefs in religion, how does it impact your view of their view of disclosure, if that makes sense? Bill Maher says, you know, surely Trump would have blabbed by now if they knew about this. And Farah quite rightly points out, you know, Marco Rubio has talked about this as something that even presidents have been kept out of. Bill Maher talks about gifted crash retrievals. Dan Farah mentions the deeply hidden crash retrieval program that's talked about in the film, the Cold War race to unravel this technology. Dan Farah just says he wants the public awareness to be raised watching this film. Bill Maher doesn't think this topic is a joke at all. He doesn't think these NHI are evil either, from what he's seen. Now, they also go into some audience questions, and I'll just quickly share before I share those. Do I think, has my opinion changed on age of disclosure? I thought Dan Farah speaks really well. You would expect him to. He wasn't overly sensationalising the documentary for me either, which was a real positive. For me, the documentary, the content of it is largely out there already, because we know a lot of what these folks are going to say. We have heard them say it before. It's now packaged in a different way. We know it's been shown, God, how many times have I said this and others, back at South by Southwest earlier in the year. And most folks from there have come out to say, you know, they're not expecting this to be paradigm shifting for folks. But I do think perhaps now, with the right marketing behind this, with the right leverage and the right attention, perhaps it can make a dent in the public sphere. And with alongside that, if we do get a new approach from whistleblowers coming forward, if we can have a bit of a double whammy, it could make a difference. Now, I don't think the age of disclosure will bring about the age of disclosure, but perhaps it's going to be something that helps usher in more public perception. I don't know. It really remains to be seen. I'm a little bit more optimistic now, folks, than perhaps I was over the last couple of months about it. I still think the release in the window is disappointingly late, given it could have helped with the UAP Disclosure Act and things like that, potentially. But let's wait and see. On to some of the audience questions from the Bill Maher overtime aspect of the show. And apologies, folks, I don't watch the show regularly, so... So one question was, what does he expect viewers, and this was to Dan Farah, what do you expect viewers to be most surprised about in the age of disclosure? Dan Farah says, you know, how bipartisan the topic is, how leaders from both parties agree on this when they don't agree on a lot together, and it being a serious and important issue. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she was on the show as well, along with Bill Maher. Says she would love to know more, but they just aren't told about it. Maher talks about the hearings and that nothing really came from them. He says, in his opinion, Rubio seems to be an adult in this administration and is doing the best he can. Dan Farah says Rubio has really put his reputation on the line getting in front of this topic. And I think Marco Rubio is someone who down the line would perhaps have aspirations for a presidential run in the future. And he's happy to have that UFO, UAP conversation now, which I think is a good sign, perhaps. Dan Farah gets asked, you know, how he views the relationship between the intelligence community and mainstream news media. Dan Farah says he thinks the link is there and they encourage the media not to cover the topic. Farah confirms various people fear for their lives involved in this topic and says various elements within the government are making the threats, and people will hear this in the film. They start to get towards the end of the chat. Bill Maher talks about it, finding it scary that folks within the Pentagon think this is demons. And we'll get to a comment on J.D. Vance, Vice President, in just a moment, and asks Dan Farah to elaborate. He talks about Jay Stratton, former UAP Task Force head honcho, and mentions the Pentagon. Stratton had officials and superiors telling him they thought these things were demons and he was doing the devil's work by looking into them. The audience laughs, as you would probably expect, and that for me again is the slight issue here where people aren't quite seeing the seriousness of that conversation and the permutations of what that could mean. Marjorie Taylor Greene next to them says, you know, as a Bible believing Christian, these things could be fallen angels. So that was the end of that segment. And I think a comment recently from JD Vance on Pod Force One around that, he commented to say he's a UFO lunatic. He said he hasn't figured this out, but there is an intrigue to the subject, but hasn't had the time to dig into it. But he will get to the bottom of this. And that's a quote. When asked if he believes if it's aliens or not, he says he doesn't believe it is, but he doesn't believe it's not. He thinks it's spiritual forces working on the physical world that we don't necessarily see or understand. He guesses maybe it's aliens, maybe it's guardian angels, or maybe not so guardian forces that wish us harm. Yeah, and that was all from those comments on JD Vance, but, you know, at least there's not a swing in his interest diminishing. And he is the Vice President of the United States at the end of the day. So yeah, really interesting one there. And I'd love to know your thoughts on Age of Disclosure and what you think this documentary can do now. Are you still going to get it? Are you not going to get it? I am, of course, I'm going to buy it and I'll report back on it. But I really do hope at least other people encourage their friends and family to go and watch it. Yeah, really intrigued on that one.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Along a similar line, really interesting conversation took place between Diana Pasulka and Leslie Kane. Diana Pasulka, one of the speakers at the Sol Symposium recently, Leslie Kane, famous journalist for breaking the story back in 2017 with Ralph Blumenthal and Helene Cooper. So they sat down for a chat with each other on a Reddit AMA. So Diana Pasulka, I have to mention, does have a new book coming out called The Others, which is released next year in the middle of the year. We'll talk about that more nearer the time. Hopefully Diana Pasulka will come on the podcast to discuss it. Looking forward, I've pre-ordered my copy already to support, and people should go and check that one out. And while you do it, Diana Pasulka also wrote the foreword to my book, Atlas of UFOs, which is available. And thank you to everyone who's picked up a copy. So yeah, and please leave a review if you haven't done already, and I'm going to mention that at the end. Some of the highlights, though, from the conversation between Pasulka and Keane. Diana Pasulka suggested historic Marian apparitions like Fatiman or Zaytun might actually be early UAP case files, showing the same traits we see in modern encounters: radiant beings, levitation, telepathy, multiple witnesses. This was from Diana Pasulka's talk she had at the Sol Foundation, which was fascinating to listen to. A lot of correlations and tie-ins of how modern miracles could be UFO sightings. You know, Leslie Kane noted how these parallels echo what we see in mediumship and altered states of consciousness. They then go on to explore consciousness as the bridge, the idea that non-human intelligence might exist somewhere between the physical and the spiritual, sort of the bridge between. Telepathy comes up not just in UFO encounters, but also in modern AI and brain interface research, where technology is beginning to read mental patterns. And I've talked about this before, folks, but perhaps a lot of these technologies we're starting to see now are just that bridge, to use that phrase, to not requiring the technology anymore for that communication. You know, maybe it is just we have to have these technological physical steps to get to a place where we no longer require those. Maybe that's what another intelligence, non-human entities, maybe how they started, where they had a technology and they advanced so far where they didn't need the technology anymore to have those connections. They talked about ontological shock and the jolt people feel when their worldview cracks open. You may have heard that phrase rather often, and how grounding and community help turn it into growth. Leslie Kane took a moment, folks. I thought this was important to clarify a rumour that circulates online about, you know, her predicting something major in 2027. A lot of this comes from the somber conversation, you know, that something's coming. She said really plainly she never made a prediction or claimed insider knowledge, and it was simply geopolitical pessimism taken out of context. And she asked that people stop misrepresenting her remarks. So she's not saying we've got an alien event happening in 2027. It's just that, you know, things are going quite badly in the geopolitical world. We can see where things are, you know, the US and China and Russia all at loggerheads, you know, the Ukraine conflict still happening. You've got the Gaza and Israel situation happening. You've got the China potentially invading Taiwan ready to happen, and any other number of conflicts going on. And that's what Leslie Kane was getting at, folks. Later on in the discussion, Pasulka compares AI to Philip K. Dick's Valise, an intelligent, almost divine system emerging through technology, and she warned that AI could become either a sacred tool for insight or a new Tower of Babel, depending on how we use it. They both wrapped up the conversation by saying that UFOs likely aren't just extraterrestrial. The phenomenon might have multiple origins, interdimensional, ultra-terrestrial, or even something native to the Earth itself. Lots to chew on through that one, folks. I'll put the link in the description. Please go and check it out. It's nearly 2 hour long conversation, a great back and forward, religion, consciousness, technology, all merging into one under that NHI umbrella. And yeah, so quicker update for me on this one, folks. But please, let me just tell you, there is a couple of things I want to ask. If you have not bought the book yet and want to do so, I'm going to have a little bit of a push for it coming up towards the holidays and Christmas. Thank you to everyone. Speaking to my publisher today, the sales are in the thousands now of the book, which is fantastic. But less than 100 folks have left a review on Amazon so far. So please, if you're listening to this right now, get your phone out, jump on your desktop, whatever you can. If you bought the book on Amazon, go into your orders, click on the book, click on the title of the book and leave a review. It really does make a huge difference, even just clicking the 5 stars. But if you could leave a nice comment as well, that would be massively appreciated. I am going to give away copies of the book, signed copies of the book. I will post them anywhere in the world, folks. And all you have to do is, if you're on Patreon, you have to move from the free tier, because that is a free tier, onto one of the paid tiers. However, the tiers will change slightly. Don't panic if you're on Patreon and you're on the $1 tier. You've got till the end of December to sign up on the $1 tier, and then it goes away. If you're on it then, you can stay on it, but that will be replaced by a $2 tier, which is about as low as you get on Patreon, folks. Patreon recommend most folks sign up at around the $5 to $7 mark, just because the markup is so low by the time you take off taxes and everything else and the conversion rate. But I've always wanted to make the podcast accessible and affordable for people during really tough times as well. So if you want to get on the $1 tier, folks, sign up now. If you are on a Patreon tier already, to enter the competition, just upgrade your tier. That's all you need to do. And I'll get to see that you've done that, and I'll do a draw at the end of November for that. But the $1 tier will disappear at the end of the year, folks, and be replaced by a new minimum $2 tier. And it brings it more in line with folks. If you type in on Spotify, if that's how you listen, That UFO Podcast Premium, you'll see an option to sign up and support that way. Or if you're on Apple, you can just double click the side button and sign up. There's also a free trial on Patreon and a free trial on Apple as well. And if you sign up to those, you're going to get access to the Gary Nolan interview, you're going to get access to the Richard Dolan interview this month, and I'm also hopeful, I'll announce it now, folks, Joe McMonagall, who is a famous remote viewer, I've been speaking to him and hopeful of getting Joe McMonagall on the podcast this month as well as some other names. So it's a great time to sign up, a great time to support, especially coming up to the holidays. Check out the podcast store as well. But if you want to get involved and win a signed copy of the book, folks, then please just upgrade your Patreon tier, or if you're on that free tier, considering moving on to one of the paid tiers. So lots to come, folks. Another news update probably later on this week once the Lakatsky interview is out, and I've checked out a few more things I want to update folks on as well. But yeah, really interesting month. We are battling towards Age of Disclosure being released. We are getting towards a point of perhaps more whistleblowers coming forward. And yeah, really intrigued to see what comes over the next few weeks. So thank you so much for listening to this. If there's anything you want me to cover, please let me know. Get in touch with the podcast via email or via thatufopodcast.com/contact. Drop me a note. Check out the store over there. Some great stuff on there as well, folks. And listen, I will speak to you all very, very soon. That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes, and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube memberships. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget, you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little rain.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.